your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hey there, Driven Woman, and welcome back to the podcast. Are you surprised by the title of this episode? I hate my business, now what? Well, don't be. You know, there's an awful lot of women. Some of them have hired me as coaching clients, and others are simply part of my online network who have admitted at one time or another that they feel they hate their business. Now, if you're having a bad day and you think, I hate my business, you know you're going to go to bed, wake up tomorrow, and you're going to feel better. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the persistent feeling that in spite of how much money, how much energy, how much focus, and how much time you've invested, you've ended up with something that is simply not satisfactory, not satisfying, and not sustainable. So what do you do if that's you? Well, I want to take you back to the very, very beginning, whether that was 6 months ago or 6 years ago, and ask you a couple of things. For example, why and how did you become a solopreneur? A lot of us never intended to have our own business. As for me, I was in a harassment situation when I started my first business. I had no plans to become self-employed. But I found myself in a situation that was really a jump or be pushed, and I decided to jump. But being self-employed, having my own business, was just not my plan. So I had to jump and figure it out on the way down. Maybe you started the same way. Now, it did work out for me. I'm now in my second business. But for a lot of people, how they start their business can really set them up for expectations that just aren't fulfilled. I call that the traumatic rebound. When you started your business because you got laid off, you got made redundant, you were given that conversation, we're moving in another direction, or you just got pink slipped and you didn't get any explanation at all. That's a traumatic way to start a business. Now, you may be able to turn things around and it may be, you know, a blessing in disguise, but it's a tough way to start. And sometimes you end up creating something that you later hate. There's no shame in it. I've also known women who have started their business on kind of a nosedive or a cannonball. They really didn't have a plan. They really didn't even know why they were starting a business. Maybe it seemed like a good idea. Maybe it seemed like a fun idea. Maybe someone they admired or aspired to be like had a business. And they said, why not? I'll do it too. How hard could it be? Maybe they just walked out of their job one day and just decided, I don't want another one. I'm going to do this instead. There's so many ways that people start a business with really very little plan and without even knowing what their goals are, what their expectations are, or even what to do. I've also known women who have started a business based on what I call the double dog dare. Which is, if you're one of the cool kids, and these days, if you're one of the cool girl kids, if you're a hashtag boss babe, you've got to be a solopreneur. Everybody's doing it. And I think there's a real splashy, sexy image of female entrepreneurship on the internet that looks really glamorous, really chill, really fun, really lucrative. You basically get to go to Bali or hang out on a private jet or sit on the beach with your laptop, work 2 hours a week and make 10 times what you did in corporate. I mean, you've read the sales pages, you know the score. So a lot of people start a business having the expectation that it's going to be easy, fun, they're going to make bank, and anyone can do it. And that's just not so. I've talked about this on a previous episode. But if your expectations were that you're going to be insta-famous, have overnight success, you're going to be making so much more money than you did in corporate, working way fewer hours, when that doesn't happen, you're going to feel duped. You're going to feel lied to. You're going to feel ripped off. And you're probably going to feel like you hate your freaking business. So the way you started and what you expected do have a lot to say about where you end up. You want to know another reason why a lot of women tell me they hate their business? They went in one of two directions. See if this isn't you. They either listen to too many experts. It's the old too many cooks in the kitchen. And so they literally listened to every podcast, read every blog, followed all the so-called experts on social media. They subscribed to every newsletter. They bought every book. They showed up to every free webinar and masterclass. And they literally started their business by cobbling together advice from I don't know how many experts. Now, when you're first getting started and you don't have any money to invest in starting your business, it's not a bad idea to collect information for free off the internet. We all do it. I did it. I still do it. But here's the problem. Sooner or later, if you're following a bunch of different experts, if you got your too many cooks in the kitchen situation, sooner or later, you're going to have too much information and you won't know what to do with it. You're going to have signed up for too many newsletters and won't have time to read them. So you're going to have to start leaving stuff out and then you're going to have FOMO. You also run the risk of taking in information that starts to contradict with other information you've taken in. For example, one expert says it's all about being visible on video. So you come to the conclusion, I got to get myself on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram Reels. And then another equally qualified expert is telling you audio is king. There is nothing better than the intimacy of being in someone's ear holes. You know that for a fact because I'm in your ear holes right now, but you get me, right? One person's telling you people still read. And maybe your ideal clients prefer reading and someone else is telling you video is the way to go and someone else is telling you you need a podcast because audio is king or queen. And that's just your content platform. There are the business models, the pricing structures, you name it. So if you listen to too many experts, I promise you, sooner or later, you're going to reach a point where you feel like you hate your business because you will not have a solid foundation. You are literally going to be like the two-bedroom, one-bath fixer-upper that you just kept adding to over time. And eventually, it looks like Frankenstein's monster, and it literally looks like it's going to fall down if you add one more thing because the foundation was never meant to hold up that five-bedroom, three-bath monstrosity of a house that it became over time because you just kept adding. Your business can be just like that. Now, I do not think, for the record, that you have got to be able to look down the road from the beginning and plan your strategic business 5 years, 10 years, 20 years into the future. I mean, we don't even know what online business is going to look like in 5 years, maybe even 2 years. The metaverse, right? Who knows? So I don't think it's necessary to have a business plan a decade into the future. But that being said, if you have no plan, you are literally going to be seduced by every single sales tactic, marketing tactic, every single testimonial, every single well-written sales page is going to seduce you, capture your attention and reel you in like a fish. And when you cobble together a business out of all kinds of different advice from all kinds of different experts, you shouldn't be surprised if you end up with that house that I just described and the feeling, I hate my business. There is a flip side of this, and that is the alternative to too many cooks in the kitchen. And that's when we somewhat arbitrarily latch on to one guru one so-called expert, and I'm going to explain in a moment why I use the term so-called, and we literally hang on every word they say. Like, it gets kind of culty, okay? Let me just be straight up with what I'm thinking here. It's kind of culty. When we drink one brand of Kool-Aid, we won't even look or listen to anything else. You're not only going to create a dependency on that one coach, consultant, guru, whatever, but you won't ever really create confidence in your abilities as a business owner. You're going to keep feeling dependent on them, which does not translate into confidence in you. And that can very well lead you to end up with a business you hate because it's not actually your business. It's her business. And you copied it. And you paid her a lot of money for that privilege. And most of us are just too creative, just too independent, and just have too many good ideas of our own to love that business. It feels like a shortcut, my friends. I promise you, it is not. Sometimes it's worth taking the longer route to figuring out what you really want, what you really have to offer. Now, I said a minute ago that I was going to explain why I use the term so-called experts. I've talked about this on other episodes. It just burns my butt that so many people refer to themselves as a specialist in this or an expert in that when they have literally been doing it for like a minute and a half. And this notion that you are an expert to the person that's two steps behind you. No. See, a legitimate expert doesn't just know one way to do something. A legitimate expert knows multiple ways to help you do something. So they don't have to insist that you follow them to the letter. They don't lose any of their expert status when you have questions or when you want to do something differently. And by the way, that's a really good thing to put in your mind if you ever find yourself in a discovery call with a coach or consultant that you're considering hiring. Are they willing to be flexible about what they teach you if you try something and it's not for you? This notion that you are an expert to the person that's two steps behind you, that's not genuine expertise, my friends. And I think it's one of the reasons why now, as internet marketing and online business is maturing as an industry, why there are so many of us that really feel burned, that really feel like, you know, we invested, we went all in, we doubled down, we spent money that some of us really didn't legitimately have. We dodged questions about our business and the money we're spending in it from our husbands and partners. And at the end of the day, we either don't have any results or we actually created something that we now hate. That is not a win in my book. A business that you busted your butt to create and hate, not a win. Okay, I got a few more thoughts on this, but first I want to share this with you, and then we'll be right back. Hey, it's Diane with a quick interruption to the episode because I've got a couple questions I just need to ask you. One, are you where you want to be in your business? Are you making the money you want to make, working the hours you want to work, seeing the clients that you want to see, and getting the income and impact that you went into business to get? And if the answer is no, what's holding you back? Why is there a gap between where you are and where you want to be? Do you know the answer? In my experience working with female solopreneurs, so many of them don't even really know what's standing in their way, and that is so frustrating. So I created a little quiz called What's Holding You Back? There's a link to it in the show notes. If this is you, please take the quiz. And if you do, DM me on Instagram at Coach Diane Wingert and let me know your results. Now, on the other hand, if you already know what's holding you back, if you already know what the obstacles are that are getting in your way from achieving the income and impact that you deserve and desire, then I don't want you to take the quiz. Forget about the quiz. go directly to the other link in the show notes and book a consult with me. I may be the very coach, and this may be the year that you put all of that behind you and really have the business that you went into business to have. For everybody else, keep on listening. And if you find value in what you hear, don't forget to leave me a rating and review on Apple or wherever you're listening. Here we go. Back to the show.
I adopted this phrase of, this is what we do here. Instead of trying to make it, like for the longest time, I was trying to make it fit everybody's needs. Where you were attracted.
Yes.
So that was, I think, the struggle bus. And I don't think I was aware of that. I was, just because I love people. And when you have potential, I can help you get there. So I think I was allowing too much wiggle. And that's what you helped me through, mostly, in my memory, of like figuring out that it's okay to say, no, this is what we do here. This is that stance. And that's how Beyond Common, you know, 12 Essentials for Success in Life, and it finally was completed. It was just like this pieces and parts of things that we had done that worked to make us successful. But it was like through that figuring out how to connect everything. And definitely your influence helped me so much. Like it was like, you know, you're an angel.
Okay. Thanks for sticking with me. So if you hate your business because you just jumped into solopreneurship and you really don't know why, maybe you were following a friend, maybe you went out on a dare, maybe you did the nosedive, maybe you did the side hustle and one day you just gave your boss the finger and said, this is it, baby. Maybe you were on the rebound from getting pushed out of a job and then you started. And you listen to all the free advice. Maybe you crowdsourced all your important decisions like I see so many people do in Facebook groups. It just makes me want to cringe. You either listen to too many experts or you obsessively listen to one shamelessly self-promoting so-called expert and found yourself either up Schitt's Creek without a paddle or with a business that you now hate. And you might not even know how the hell you got to where you are. So what is the solution if I haven't made you feel even worse than you already do? Because I'm laughing because trust me, that is not my intention here. By the time most people book a call with me or decide to start working with me, they usually don't tell me they hate their business, but it often comes up pretty soon. But what they do tell me is this, and maybe this resonates with you as well. They tell me that I don't know how I got here, and I don't know what to do next. I don't know what's working and what isn't working in my business, and I can't figure it out. I feel kind of duped by all the people I've hired and paid to show me the way when I still don't feel confident about what I'm doing. And the only thing I know for sure is that I'm overworking and under-earning. I'm over-delivering, and I don't feel like I have clearly established my value in such a way that I'm attracting consistent clients. I feel like I'm chasing clients. So if that resonates with you, don't burn down your business. Don't give up. Don't close it. Don't go back to corporate. Because if you are meant to be a solopreneur, you will find your way. But you simply have to know why you're in business, what your goals are, what your obstacles are, what's working, what isn't working, how to ask for the money, how much money to ask for and feel good about asking for it, how to deal with pushback, resistance, objections, questions, and how to truly make what you do so clear in the minds of your ideal clients that you are their expert and you're not competing with anyone else to do what you do best. That's the dream, isn't it? But very few people feel that they've reached that level of success where they can clearly and unequivocally state, this is what I do, this is who I do it for or with, this is the value of that service, program, expertise, and this is how you can hire me. So I wanted to share all this with you today because I've been covering a lot of different topics in my solo episodes over the last few months, but what I've been doing behind the scenes is working very diligently with an excellent consultant named Claudia. I've mentioned her before, and I will talk about her more. And she has actually helped me reformat my business so that I can be more clear about what I do and who I do it for. And as I share that over the next few solo episodes, you might become convinced that I can help you too. So there's more to come on that. I will be introducing my new signature framework and will help you figure out whether this might be for you, and it might be able to help you move from I hate my business to loving your business in the future. So thank you for spending this time with me today. I hope I made you laugh a little bit, because truly, this doesn't have to be the worst thing that's ever happened. There's always something good that can come of this. If you're still in business, even if you hate it, that shows me that you are committed to being your own boss, that you are not a quitter, that you are resilient, you are determined, and I know for a fact that means you can make it through to the other side. You might just need a little guidance, support, and accountability to get there. So that's all for this week. Come back next time when we will have another amazing guest interview. And 2 weeks from now will be the next solo episode in this new series. Bye for now, Driven Woman.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.